March 21, 2010. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show, March 21st, 2010. Start off the show with My Little Brown Book by John Coltrane with Duke Ellington. And then untitled second song from the March 2010 John McIntyre session, A Rough Mix from Light. Those are the brothers from Tokyo that me, Tom, and Raul toured with March 4 to 12, West Coast, U.S. And just before that, they spent 3 days in Chicago to record Mr. John McIntyre, some studio. And these songs are so new, they did them at the gigs, but they recorded without titles, so that's why I had to call what it was. And John McIntyre is going to be mixing that stuff up, and you'll have the real deals. But I thought it'd be good for everybody to hear more of the raw. They did four songs, and now I've played two of them. I did one on the last show. What happened since last show? Last show we did on the road from Medford, Oregon. I think only time I've ever done a Watt for Pedro show. I've done many in from Pedro, of course, but first time I've done one from a boat here in the marina, Cabrillo Marina. Oh, what slip? Skip a Jeff?
Well, this is what the slip?
Yeah. Don't have to be exact.
The slip is 33.
Yeah.
Berth 33.
Berth 33.
Now everybody knows where I am.
Yeah, but they don't know the slip. Yeah. They just know the berth.
I just told them.
I thought it was just the berth. Right?
But yeah, the slip is what we're parked in.
Yeah.
And the berth is the finger.
The finger, yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's Cabrillo. In the old days, when I came to Pedro, this area did not exist. It was all land. It wasn't water. It was the lower reservation of Fort MacArthur, which was built in the early teens, 20th century, 1913 or something. And, in fact, this is very close to where the rec room was. By the time 70s came around, they were slowing down this part of the fort, and they were actually renting to civilians. When I first came here, this is where I got the 15-cent haircuts. It was on this part of the fort.
Isidoro? You know the guy Isidoro? The barber on 9th Street, he's been cutting hair here for 55 years. He shaved.
No, Fort MacArthur.
No, I know.
Was he a Fort MacArthur barber?
He's down here, yes.
Okay, there was a couple of Italian guys.
Italian.
Guido guys.
Isidoro.
And they put the fufu in the hair.
Yeah, it was him.
And they were 15-cent haircuts.
Wow.
Okay. And, but come the 70s, when they start renting out, and the rec room, his barracks and stuff, but the roof was painted all psychedelic. So the soldiers had their R&R time or whatever. And Mark Weiswasser got that lower part, because it was two-story thing. He had a drum set, and he'd have jams with me and D. Boone. In fact, there was a band called Starstruck. Never really did gigs or anything. Did a talent show or something. Tried out Torrance or Redondo Beach. Either Redondo Beach or Torrance. And, but we'd go there, me and D. Boone, and jam. And actually, one of the first reactionary, maybe the second one, because the first one was with Black Flag, but was in this rec room. And then they tore it up and made in the 80s and made the marina here.
I think this was built in 80.
Yeah, that's when it started out. But actually, outside that rec room, in 76, I think it was 77 or 76. I don't know, but this is where we met Nicky B. He was walking around and had the Kotex around his neck. And he told us about the weirdo. He played drums in the Weirdos.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told us about gigs in Hollywood. So it was right here where the boat was. It was a whole other history, but it was very important to me and D. Boone and our music. Mark Weiswasser now lives in Las Vegas. He was dealing cards for a casino. But now I think he's maybe a floor man or in charge of entertainment or something. Not handling the cards so much. But he's a good guy, and he was very instrumental to me and D. Boone's development. We played the temple on 9th Street, Bethel. We played a gig there, a bar mitzvah, his brother Richie's bar mitzvah. A lot of good chow there, man. I've never been to one of those. They brought us in, too, where they did the trip, the singing and all that.
Right.
The ceremony. And
Orthodox.
I think they're reformed. Yeah, there were no black coats and stuff. I think there's a lot of versions. And anyway, it was very interesting for us, and we got to play. They put us on the patio and kind of closed the sliding glass door because, I mean, I was 15, and It was terrible, probably. There's a bunch of noise. But it was an Arlen songs, you know, some Kiss songs, and Lost to Cult, Black Sabbath, and Who. But it was great to Mark, because we had hardly ever played in front of people. And so that was important to us. He was a good cat. He had this Starstruck thing. He had like your tea kettle there. They were metal drums that were shiny.
Yeah.
And me and D. Boone would actually play behind him. He would be in front. Sort of like Perkins. Later on I would do with Hell Ride and Banyan. In fact, I got another Hell Ride gig coming up Thursday in Venice. I haven't played with Peter and Perk in a long time. I just did two gigs with back-to-back Second Man, Missing Man. And they were both hard because I was sick on this. I think it happened in Sacramento because the last gig with Tom Rowell in Seattle was very tough for me. But, oh, they were all joys, man, getting to play. First time for the Light guys. Getting to play with them, travel around, also with Tom and Rowell. Very interesting.
Yeah, I watched their YouTube that they had on their website. You floated me the link for the Light. I was like, wow.
Oh, their tour diary.
Yeah, no, there was actually a clip of some.
No, from their tour diary.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they've had a bunch of stuff. Yeah. They put up pictures and they write in Nihongo. That's the thing.
They were
their language.
Tight and really original and just
yeah, I love
new and I've dug them a lot. And
I've known them now for 10 years and 1 month, maybe 25 months. I've known them.
Yeah.
I met them when I did this tour, brother, sister, daughter, in February 2008. And now they're going to take us on a tour of their land. Some of that same route in Honshu, but they're going to add Hokkaido and Kyushu and Shokoku, the four big islands. And it's going to be debut of my third opera. I'm not going to play it in the U.S.
Right on.
I want to debut it there, then I'll come do a tour here of it. But they're beautiful. And, you know, they're still in their 20s,
yeah.
Young guys. I think Brother June, the bass, is only 25.
I liked when you were asking them, you know, what their influences were, who were your heroes, and the bass player's like, you.
Oh,
that was cool. Yeah.
He's beautiful. Yeah. You know, and when I went over there for that tour, I conked at all their pads.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his mod, Brother June's mod, made some great shows. And Kazuto-san, too. Wow, incredible.
The family hospitality, what I remember, I was over there when I was a kid, 16. Just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, how they just roll out the red carpet, like, and they don't think twice.
Yeah, and his papa, Kazuto-san's papa, got the pictures when he did a trip here to the U.S. as a younger man. These are some old shots. Him coming to San Francisco. And
wow.
Gets the book out with me, you know. His English not so good, but the pictures talked.
Yeah, sure.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Not just them as cats, which they are, but they're folks too. It's always scary when I meet the folks, you know, because sometimes I'm older than the folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or around the same age, it's true. And I'm thinking in their mind, you know, what are you doing with my son, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, where are you taking him? Are you a crazy, why are you doing this and you're this old? And, you know. But I think it's good for them to know, meet me in a way, because then maybe, yeah, it ain't so scary for their sons stuff. Let's see, I got some music here from Italy. Let's play.
We'll be right back. I send him my car to pick you up. And Marilyn Monroe said, oh, you have a car? And Chico said, no, I used to have a car and a chauffeur, but I couldn't afford both, so I get rid of the car. And she said, well, what good is a chauffeur without a car? He said, I need him to drive me to work. She said, well, how can you go to work without a car? He said, it's all right. I've been made redundant.
Doing things around here. Gonna I don't like the way you're being pissed around here. Fuck off, you ain't a bitch. Play the way you're sitting down. I'm gonna take shit on your life.
for Pedro show talking about Mr. Bully, how we're trying to get him set up to have a special Blue Oyster Cult show. Anyway, you just heard, from Italy, a band called Ovo I got to play with once. I think it was in Firenze, 2005, last tour of the Second Opera, with Reptile. Then we heard First Coffee by Traffic Lights Orchestra, another Italian band. And then, something from here in the U.S., a song called Black Flag by the Golden Horde, kind of inspired by Robert Anton Wilson and Robert Shea's Illuminatus trilogy. You got to read this. Kind of hippie joke. It's fun. And then, I think an English band called Whales in Cubicles with Ashamed. Bully, it'd be great to get him. I met him a long time ago because he learned about the Blue Oyster Cult Connect with Minuteman. And I didn't hear him from a long time till you, because you guys still go to the gigs and stuff. And he was the keeper of the cult.
Yeah, he's got the Museum of Cult there in Hollywood.
So we'd like to probably go up to his pad and do the show from there, and maybe get Albert and Joe Bouchard on board for live interviews. And if he has connects with Eric Bloom or Buck Dharma.
He does.
Or Al Lanier.
He told me some inside stuff on Buck. He's ridden to gigs with Buck. For example, I don't know if I'm supposed to broadcast this to the world, but Buck works his voice on the way to the gig. You know, he'll da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know.
Warm up.
And one thing that's been going on in the Blue Oyster Cult scene on the fan sites, people are concerned about Eric Bloom. His voice it's not up there, you know. And
oh, God, he's almost 60, right?
Or he's 60. Over, yeah. He's probably 65 now.
He's older than Iggy.
Yeah.
Damn. But, so that'd be a great show to have.
Yeah.
So whenever he's ready, somebody liberated his pewter from him, and so he's recovering from that. Donate, and I understand. No pressure on you, Bola, but...
Well, we'll throw it in his park and see if he wants
And to has Pat, then he only have travel.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot from a Hollywood show. Here's some more music.
You're out every night with your Hollywood friends, driving all around, rented Mercedes Benz. Your stylist prepares you for the telephoto lens. You read some magazine to keep up with the passing trends. You're a worldwide pop star. You're a worldwide pop star. You go to all the parties and pretend that you don't care. Except when you're at home alone, you wish that you were there. Your stylist prepares you for the telephoto lens. You read some magazine to keep up with the passing trends. You're a worldwide pop star. You're a worldwide pop star. Top of the class, but you live too fast. You ask for the time, but it had already passed. Your stylist prepares you for the telephoto lens. You read some magazine to keep up with the fashion trends. You're a worldwide pop star. You're a worldwide pop star. As you fold the telephoto lens, you read some magazine to keep up with the passing trends. We'll be right back.
always gonna fight until the day I die. No laws or limits will stop me from the way I live my life. Don't get in my way unless you want to die. I'm living fast and hard, and I accelerate on high. I listen to no one. Use who I've got to use. Don't ever try and get too close, cause I'm a burning fuse. Everyone around me is someone I will play. I'm living out my life, and I'm living day to day. Within the perimeters of this world, I just don't feel it right. I'm living by the laws of a gun and a knife. My soul cannot be tamed, I'm living just to die. I'm living by myself on the outskirts of life. Live from state to state, living day by day. The only paycheck that I know is what I'll steal today. I like my girl real young, but keep marriage out of mind. I lick 'em and forget 'em, because for friends I have no time. Never settle down, living just to fry. But all the things I take in life are things that you can't buy. I sleep all through the daytime and I creep all through the night. But I live until I die on the outskirts of life. Within the perimeter of this world, I just don't feel real right. I'm living by the laws of a gun and a knife. My soul cannot be tamed, I'm living just to die. I'm living by myself on the outskirts of life. Don't try talking to me, I just don't have the time. You bore me with your useless lie, but you never know about mine. Listen to me closely, do exactly what I say. Give me what I want from you or I'll take it anyway. Liquor, drugs, whores and greyhounds, guns and violence too. In my world I'm living by the laws of who does who. I have no fear of nothing, each day I'm set to die. So I'm living by myself on the outskirts of life. Within the perimeter of this world, I just don't feel real right. I'm living by the laws of a gun and a knife. My soul cannot be tamed, cause I'm living just to die. I'm living by myself on the outskirts of life. another. Rediscover an ancient credo. Don't forget to write. I am a part, and I'm coming apart. Loose ends gather where there is chaos. The sage, orange pimp retires. Crushed velvet and suede. Orange people are everywhere. Must be something in a bag of oranges. Orange people are everywhere. Yet I've found there's nothing in a bag of oranges. Orange people are everywhere. There is nothing in a bag of oranges. Orange people are everywhere. Concrete sky and rusty fence. The orange people, $1.03. Population, take none other. Rediscover an ancient credo. Don't forget to write. I am a part, and I'm coming apart. Loose ends gather where there is chaos. Orange pimp retires. Crushed velvet and suede. Orange people are everywhere. Must be something in a bag of oranges. Orange people are everywhere. Yet I've found there's nothing in a bag of oranges. Orange people are everywhere. There is nothing in a bag of oranges. Orange people are everywhere. There is nothing in a bag of oranges.
No interest, man. No interest.
Got my and also emotion. Some flus get around quick on those, and flu poison.
I don't care if it's...
Okay, we just heard, what was the last thing there? Was Orange People by a Huge from the Coast. That's Eugene. Have you ever seen Decline of Western Civilization, Part 1? He's a cat with a light bulb.
Hey, man,
many
just rock.
Years since I've
before
that
was Don Bowles with his fancy space people doing Spectacle Electric Crystalline. Crystalline? Anyway, I played with John Bowles last night. He's the drummer for Raw Power Rangers. And I, in my sickened state, kept saying New Power Rangers. Like a fucking idiot. But I corrected myself. Great people. Great band. They do all Raw Power. And then I got it right at the end. Then before that, we heard Outskirts of Life by G.G. Allen. Yeah, great cat. Rest in peace, G.G. Allen. You know about him? I think he was from New Hampshire. After he conked, there's pictures of him with the Jim Beam bottle. They partied with him for like a week, I think, after. His brother Merrill is a bass player. Murder Junkies was his band. Started off as a wave guy. His first album, the G.G. is like a wave guy, and then moved to this. You don't know about him eating bran muffins and shitting and throwing shit and
what band? Wrestling from. What band?
G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies.
No, sorry, I don't know him.
Okay. Jay Baskis once played. You bring your own mic if you go on after him. In my mind. And then we started with the Swagger Sticks with worldwide pop star. The Swagger Sticks, this guy came up at maybe the Portland or one of the gigs to give me his. He gave me his friend's CDs. And then he goes, ah, yeah, here's something I got. And I said, yeah. Well, he's giving his friend's CDs. I said, you got something? And guy, oh, yeah, but this is just pop. Okay. But usually it's that people want to push their music
right,
then.
Right.
Yeah, but he was the opposite. Yeah. A lot of good people. You know, no one knew about Light. You know, there's no hype or anything. I just want him to play for people. And I had such good reactions from the gig goers. I'm very proud of people coming to my gigs. Not boo, hurry up, let the asshole from Pedro on. You know, it's like, whoa, this is trippy band. Yeah, big time.
That clip I saw, like I said, blew me away.
Good. So, you know what? I'm hearing a little Steve Reich. A little bit. If you know this guy, no. Minimalist classical. That would use motifs, repeating little things. And I was talking Nobuyuki, like their leader, but not in a military sense, but he's heard of, he's aware of a lot of music. So they're, like they, you know, this genre and all this kind of stuff, I didn't want to deal with that, so just let him play for us,
yeah.
Some people.
Are they selling records in Japan yet, or?
Yeah, they've put out 4 or 5.
Wow.
And they're so balls out. The first time was last May. Those 5 songs he immediately put from that first gig they put out for, you know, the iTunes or whatever. And then they did it with the first gigs of this, I think, L.A. ones. Although they used a picture from the Casbah in San Diego, it's actually from L.A. They put them out. These guys, you know, no fear.
Yeah.
They charge hard.
Classic ways to misbehave right now. Try
chili in a jar. God.
Like in a Tierra de Fuego. Huh?
It's so remote, man.
Oh, and let's these songs, because we're at the end. That was started with Aliens by Troy Mace, then Pissing in the Sink by Jerry Nobody, and finished the first hour with Right Down Your Throat by Turbinado. It's been the first hour of Watt Pedro Show, March 21st, 2010. Hang tight for hour two. March 21st, 2010. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
represent.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with some boat stuff. Shipwreck by Sailor Alexander. Sailor Alexander, formerly, just recently, of Stab City. They booted him. It's terrible. Because Sailor Alexander, an excellent guitarist and musician, but, you know, maybe it's amicable. I saw him at the gig last night. I asked him to flow some music. You never saw Stab City at Harold's? They played with us a few times.
Maybe.
And other pads too, but man, Sailor Alexander. He's put a new band together, though. And then after that, we heard Clown Boat Lamp by Lost Cobras. And then Glass Bottom Boat by Donna Rail. And finally, Kicks and Screams by Seasick. Now,
nice.
Skipper Jeff, you're talking about wanting to sail to Chile.
I got dreams, you know. I want to go somewhere. The problem's just time. Got that chained to that desk. But read a book called, it was a couple years ago, about this couple. It was two against the horn. But really, they weren't rounding. They didn't round the horn until the end of the book. You know, that's the tip of South America. But
really, I thought horn was South Africa.
Cape Horn is South America, and the Cape of Good Hope
is Tierra de Fuego.
Is South Africa.
That's right. What's Tierra de Fuego?
It's a area, I believe, in Chile, just above the horn or near the horn. Okay. It's the land where they've got actually great glaciers there. And it's on the Pacific side of Patagonia. Mm-hmm. Patagonia would be
Argentina,
and Tierra del Fuego is just a part of Chile down there at the tip.
Yeah.
You know?
Chile, a very east-west thin country, but very broad north-south.
Yeah. But it's just, this book just, it just sounds wonderful down there. Just the small fishing villages that they encounter, and the history that they encounter. There was a lot of, I believe it was British settlements at one time, and then the Indian tribes, which have just been, of course, inbred with a lot of the Spanish, and then the other cultures, they're kind of wiped out, but they talked about that and all of the names, and it's just very complex geography, like you'd find up in British Columbia. It's almost like a mirror of that. You've got lots of coves and islands, and it's just it sounds like
or Norway with the fjords,
and you're on your own.
Or
you
maritime, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia.
Yeah,
you've never been on there on the Atlantic side.
I've been Florida, New York. That's about it, but not sailing in any of those areas.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. In the boat. From the plane.
Sailed in Alaska and all over.
Yeah, but a Pacific. Ain't an Atlantic. No Atlantic.
No.
So if you make your way to Chile and you get around that.
The Horn. Cape Horn.
Cape Horn.
Yeah.
Not Cape of Good Hope. That's Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa.
That's right.
Cape.
That's the ultimate challenge for any sailor, you know.
Get around there, because Magellan did it.
Right now, little Abby Sunderland.
Right, is there Straits of Magellan there?
Straits of Magellan are just above the Horn. That was what Magellan...
Above means north, right?
Correct.
It's not floating in the air.
Yeah. Well, I like to... I'm wondering if
you're... The way the maps hang on the wall.
Southern Ocean,
just the way the maps...
Say above or...
Right.
Because Australia's down under, so it'd be
Antipodes.
Above. But the Straits of Magellan was a short... cut that Magellan found, where to try to avoid the treacherous roaring 40 seas that are below the Horn.
Closer to the South Pole.
They're the Horn. It's just notorious what happens. You've got
confluence
Antarctica,
of two seas.
And then you've got two continents there, and you've got the oceans funneling in between each
confluence,
other.
I shouldn't say seas, oceans.
You've got winds running against currents, which create big waves. Yeah. You know, they're just bashing into each other. Yeah. So, but little Abby Sunderland, 16 years old, she should be rounding it. And
she's on her mission.
Maybe in a couple of weeks. And then there's the other 16-year-old girl, Jessica Watson, who's sailing around the world from Australia, and she's almost done. She's come...
She went the other way,
yeah,
right?
Well, Abby's got to go south to get around the Horn. Jessica... went, so she's going around the earth. Which way did she headed?
Iron Man and Wooden Ships.
Is that the name of one of their books?
No, but I've heard that referred to those days.
Oh, yeah.
Because after that it was Iron Ships.
Yeah.
Although there's a weird little middle ground, because I see pictures of boats at Pedro around the turn of the century, where they have square rig,
steel
and off. with steam motors.
And steel hulls. Have you seen the Star of India down in San Diego?
Yeah, that's
square
one.
Square-rigged steel hull.
Right. But a lot of these, you could tell, were wood hulls. But they had motors.
Yeah.
There's stacks in the middle of them.
Yeah.
With the tall sails.
There's always a transition.
Yeah, it's a transition. And probably the motors weren't strong enough yet. It was probably not efficient enough yet.
Right.
So you
couldn't
had to
carry enough fuel.
Right,
yeah.
So you had to rely on the sails.
Yeah.
Maybe those hybrids were intense in a way.
No.
It must have been faster than just sail.
Yeah, I wish I could. My dad could probably
quote
you the records that these guys did, but, you know, it's an amazing amount of time.
The Coast Guard sent a boat over here, the one they train on back east. Eagle?
Yeah.
It's called the Eagle?
Yeah.
Man, what a beautiful boat.
Yeah.
It might be metal hull.
Yeah. Yeah. More than likely. There was
Constitution had copper on the bottom part of her hull. Clayton.
Yeah.
That boat. A lot of those, in those days, the boats were built in Delaware, Fells Point. That was a big clipper ship built in
there. Was a cat on this dock living aboard that had a 80-foot schooner, like brigantines, like the Irving and the Exing. And he's a shipwright, and he helped lay those babies up.
I saw them up. It was by Firehouse, Fireboat 2. Yeah. That Firehouse for her.
So they had them back here in this little cove across the channel here when I first came here.
Yeah, but I think that's
the
when
the finishing touches.
Yeah, to put her in the water. But they were built right there. They put up the little fence, and I saw them heat up to get the bend on the spars. Right. Huh? They had to heat these guys up, get them all wet, and heat them up and bend the wood.
Yeah.
I saw the keels laid. They did sister ships, so everything they did, they just did twice.
Yeah.
It's practical. Yeah. Smart to do. Carving pulleys, I mean, a lot of it's wood and handmade.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And now it's part of this topsail program. They take kids.
Maritime Institute, but I'm sure they're probably affiliated with the topsail.
Yeah.
I've thrown them some money in my dad told me years ago, stuff. Buying its birthday presents, you know, donate to a charitable organization. So I've given money to
putting city kids on a sailing boat where they have to work together.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. And they get to see the nature.
I don't want to be a bitch, but I have no interest in you at all. Don't act like something's wrong with me.
No. nothing to distinguish. Titan wrapped on the wire. I won't respond anymore. It's pointless.
Pedro show. Okay, that was Dario's Flowers by Flowers of Hiroshima, but they're from England. And before that was The Sad Story of New York Being Turned into Pasture Land by Stunt Cat, but they're from Germany. So people projecting themselves on different lands. And then Last Time by Sunken City. Sunken City, you know the area here,
Yeah.
Well, they're a Pedro band. Okay, and before them was another Pedro band called Stone at Heart with Crooked. Stone at Heart, you
great.
Saw.
They were great.
The Heralds on the reactionary record release party, right?
My buddy, one of the Urchin heads, who's not Todd, the other guy, Mike, you met, he was blown away by them. He goes, "Do they have records out, man?" It's like, yeah.
They just recorded.
Yeah.
They got Todd from Recess Records, of course, in his bands like Underground Railroad, To Candy Land, Toys to Kill. He's really into working with Baby Jess, for cruise shipping, you know. With Baby Jess being a weekend, too. And that's what you heard. Baby Jess has been part of a few things, but with Todd now, it's clicked into this kind of unit that's really neat.
Well, they had a girl singer.
That's Baby Jess.
That's Baby Jess? I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
She's great. I don't think she's original Pedro. Well, Todd's Torrance. I think she might be Bay Area. I don't know. But Pedro's, you know, especially with this kind of scene Raul's from, although he's original Pedro.
That whole night was great.
They're transplants, a lot of these cats. Yeah. Kid Kevin and stuff. But the town's much stronger to have them, I think. Big time into it, and that was a wild gig. Yeah, you had people from your old band there.
Hey, can we talk about the guy running Richards. Off with your bass?
Well, tried you. I never actually let go.
Yeah, you said, "He's got my bass," and I just...
Well, at first I let him play it, and then he... Right? He said, "Hey, let me try it out," and then, whoa. And no.
And you yelled.
But when I pulled his shirt, I saw a brace under, and he also had something on his hand. So I think he might have been hurt. So, yeah, that was an unusual situation.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, all of a sudden I'm in this line where the place was.
Well, what happened was Lou Man grabbed him and actually got socked, and he tried to sock Raul. Apologize later, Raul told me.
Well, he runs into me.
Kicked out. He was heading for the hatch, and you were between him and the hatch.
Yeah, two guys came from either side of me. And
one of them was Lou Man.
Nobody got hurt. It was all cool. He handed it back to you, but it was kind of weird. Hey, he's got my bass.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah. But it was a great gig, but man, it was packed. Good thing you didn't do that in the heat of the summer. That place would have been a boiler room, man.
Yeah. The boiler room.
Good thing fire marshals didn't pay him a visit either.
Yeah, I think everybody wanted to. Georgie was there.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I hadn't seen him in a while. But, gave him a big hug. We talked a little bit.
Saccharine Trust was amazing. They just
had to leave.
Yeah,
but they got to do their first album, which was great. I'm working with Jack right now on a thing called Toothless Grim, this project, and it's been kind of. I got the beat as my second man, Mr. Mendeley, on the music for these guys, and we did it in a couple of days. And now, them getting the singing on is taking some time, but I'll play it as some of it as soon as I'm able to. So, in between here and Chile, as far as you sailing, it'd be interesting adventures too, because there's lots of lands. So you'd have to make a big project out of this. How long you think it'd take?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on how fast you want to get down there, you know. That's the problem. It's all time. No, it just sounds appealing, Mike. You know, I don't know if I'll do it. My father, as soon as he retired at 62, took his little 25-footer all the way to Alaska by himself, you know. So there's an inspiration. But me going south, it's a little bit different. You don't have a lot of ports of call that you can duck into, especially along the coast of Baja. You're real limited, so you gotta plan on some long overnighters and to single-handed.
You're lucky with weather.
To single-handed,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't sleep much, you know, from what I understand. You learn to sleep at like 20 minutes at a time. And then
like now,
these little girls that are sailing around the world by themselves, they're using a lot of technology. They've got their radars with alarm systems on. They've got
that go off when trouble comes.
Right. Like you see where I've got my radar sitting here.
Yeah.
And I have autopilot. I could lay in this berth where you're sitting and look at that thing and turn the alarm on. So, and then you have to put leak cloths, you know, so you don't roll out of the bunk.
Yeah, right.
And then another thing to consider is water makers, you know, especially in Baja. There's a lot of systems, you know. These girls, they got some good sponsors helping them with the technology.
Yeah. Well, so, much respect for them to doing it.
Oh yeah, they're doing
especially
it.
Especially teenagers.
Well, I'm definitely keeping a close eye on Abby around in this horn. Jessica, when she rounded it, she got around okay, but then she got walloped with huge seas, you know, 60, 70 mile an hour winds. You're talking 25, 30 foot waves. And that she's on a little one, a 34 footer, and she was knocked down three times. Completely knocked down means the boat's laid on its side.
Yeah.
And all she could do was strap herself in down below. It's just, I know Abby, I've seen the interior of her boat. There's like a seat in there, like, you know, you're strapped in like a race
pilot.
Car. You got shoulder straps, and all you can do then is just hang on. You take all the rags down, the sails down, bare poles, and, you know, or you have what's called a storm trysail on your main and a storm jib, and just pray that.
You can get right.
Balls
out.
But, no, cruising, you know, is a little different. You know, if I'm these girls are a race with their ages. They're not racing each other. They're racing to be the youngest in the shortest amount of time.
Or just to do it, I think, on a personal thing. Maybe the record is big in their head.
Yeah.
But just to do it, what a feat.
Yeah. I just,
and then. Dude who faked it?
Yeah, they made a documentary about him. A British fellow. He was
very sad, kind of tragic thing.
Yeah. I did finally see that movie. Oh God, what was his name? But
here, I'll play some music.
to steal. I won't back through my in the same speaking.
Thank you.
little bit of money into honey on the avenue. I'm doing just fine with a little bit of pride in a room without a goddamn view. Control myself and I can be anything I want to be. Try to live my life to find that failure isn't free. I don't understand what they mean by mental health. I hear so many voices asking which one is myself. The world is a restaurant, it's cutting me off like me. I'm laughing on the surface and I'm screaming underneath. Cause I'm losing my mind. You know I'm losing my mind.
A lot for Pedro show. Damn, I wonder. Well, probably not. I didn't have the monitoring on it. I didn't hear feedback. So I didn't want that. We heard Musty by James Jewell and the Shrew. That's an airplane up there.
Yeah.
And Speeder by Paston. No. Correct that. Strike that. Speeder by Patson, P-A-T-S-O-N. Sorry, Mr. Patson. Mean any disrespect. Great tune. And then God, The Punchline Sucks by Hansa El Din. And then finally, Losing My Mind by Mohill. I think Mohill, Chicago. All U.S. bands, I can't remember the towns. But Mohill, I think, is Chicago. Damn. I read about them all, too, before the show, but I can't remember. I should write down the town. Everybody wants to know about the town. I talk so much about Pedro. So you're talking about brother and sister. Sister's going to do it in 200 days.
She's Abby Sunderland. Her brother Zach completed it last year, Marina Del Rey, back to Marina Del Rey in a little over 13 months. But he had a lot older boat. He had a about as old as this one. It's a 70s.
What about their pop? Is their pop a sailor?
Well, their whole family was. Okay. So they all grew up cruising, yeah, crossing oceans together. So
wow.
The parents, yeah, they live in Thousand Oaks, I believe it is. Or Woodland Hills.
Valley.
Get those, yeah. Yeah.
Not too close to the water.
Yeah, and so the son, Zach, did it and held a record briefly, and then this, as the youngest, and then this British kid knocked him off, and then everybody kind of knew Abby was going to go for it, and yeah, it's wild, you know. Just yeah, that's been a part of the controversy. I think there's some countries that just won't let the parents do that, let their kids go. You know, I can't. You know, and you know, or
strap them to a rocket, send them to the moon.
Yeah,
we'll be the youngest. You know, 3 years old.
It's just amazing. Yeah. Anyway,
a teen, maybe 16. Yeah. They got. Is it bad as getting them a gig on a sitcom? If you look at how that works out, it's very detrimental to the future health.
Yeah,
you notice?
Yeah, no, I can't.
I'd rather have my kids sailing in the boat.
Yeah,
than
no,
a gig
I think
on a sitcom.
I think it's character building. You know,
yeah.
The classic story was what's his name? The kid that sailed the Dove around the world. He had the National Geographic following him, Robin Graham in the 60s, and it took him like 5 years. He actually kind of went insane because he got stuck in the doldrums off of down in near the equator off of Brazil, and kind of went nuts, you know. And it took him 5 years to do it, but he did hold the record for a long time as the youngest. And Robin Lee Graham. But yeah, when he finally got done with it, and yeah, he had to go through two boats to do it. You know, technology was different back then in the 60s, but he didn't want to have nothing to do with sailing after that. Yeah.
No,
he just, you know, and it was really kind of disorganized. There was a lot of pressure on him, you know. And yeah, there's a movie out. Actually, Gregory Peck produced it. It's called The Dove. You know, if you dig back in the archives, you can find it. I enjoy it, you know, and pull it out a few times. But I remember as a kid, got a National Geographic subscription and loved following his story, you know. But, yeah, I'm not sure what, I don't think Zach Abby's brother, I don't think he has any immediate plans to do any other major sailing adventures at the moment. So.
Well, just not end up on the fucking
yeah.
Oxycontin or shit.
Yeah. Huffing.
All right.
You watch it.
Up the second hour with you just heard Lennon on Ice by the Hot Moon, played with the San Diego Jovi Butts on bass. Great cat, Jovi, love him. And then before that was Paper by Sand Driver, played with him in Seattle. Great man, Sand Driver. Wow, opened for us in Light. Incredible. And had a cat who was in God, whose band was that? Played with him with the Second Man. Yeah, a kid, Congo Powers. Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he was playing bass. Did a great job. Sorry, I'm forgetting. And then start off with Mythological Horses. What was your name?
Perfect. I can't remember this cat's name, but he played great bass. And he was doing guitar because Kiki was bassed with Kid Congo. Righteous. Kiki, great bassist. Didn't play with him not too far from Disneyland. Anyway, this is the end of second hour, March 21st, 2010, Watt Fido Show, Hold Tight at Hour 3.
Cheat. March 21st, 2010, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
One more for love, man. Thank you.
Your fingers are calloused and worn, like you worked 100 years alone. That's something I admire the most, 'cause I can never seem to find me a job. At night, that's something I admire the most. You must be a proud, proud man. Your heart, it seems to give more and more. That's something I admire the most. I think God likes a giving heart. Dropping many a jaw. That's something I admire the most, 'cause I can never seem to find the right words. Your fingers are calloused and worn, like you work 100 years alone. That's something I admire the most. You must be a proud, proud man. You must be a proud, proud man. You must be a proud, proud man.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Let's see. No, it's cool. Start off the third hour with Looking Ahead by Shane O'Brien. I was telling Skipper Jeff here, Shane O'Brien, iron worker, lives here in Pedro and plays a lot of good music blues. He got the invite when Glenn Branco was looking for people for 2006. Ended up being at the Disney Center, downtown L.A., Music Center, the one that Frank Gehry designed. And, yeah, he answered the call. He didn't know anything about Mr. Branco and his avant-garde. But, hey, go and play guitar, and he's part of there were 64 guitars, 20 bassists, and one drummer. And he was part of it, man. And the guy brought his ironworker books, the union books they could sign on there, and people helped him out. I mean, it was music he'd never been familiar with, but he did a great job with it. And that was Looking Ahead by him. And then after that, we heard something from Italy again. Urban Poem by Vetronova. And then Proud Man, something live from Keith Carini. I think he's from New England somewhere. Boston or maybe West Mass or Connecticut. I'm sorry.
You got to put those again, cities on there.
And then ended up with another Italian band, Sisma Inverso with Masturbate the Lips, which I'd like you to do some more about sailing.
I can go on about that.
First boat you sailed is your pop's boat, right?
The first boat I sailed was a 16-foot Tiburon, which is an open boat, no cabin.
Tiburon is Spanish for shark.
Shark, yeah. And we were on Lake Shasta. And I was
up in NorCal.
7, 8 years
old. I just
old.
Drove past it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tabletop Bay.
We've sailed Whiskey Town Lake as well.
Whiskey Town Lake.
And a lot on Shasta.
A lot of that was created by Reservoir.
Yeah, yeah. Kennedy was, I think it was instrumental in getting that Whiskey Town Dam put in. It's beautiful country. We lived in Redding, and then before that we lived in Weaverville. We lived in Chico, all those places. But Dad just loved
Redding it. Is I-5, but yeah. Chico more close to Cali 99.
And Weaverville,
which is how you used to before the interstate in the 63-64. That was the way you went north and south in the middle.
Yeah.
Fresno was on that road, and Bakersfield was on that road.
It was all my grade school.
We're still on that road.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Central Cal, then you went up to Seattle and the Puget.
Dad went back to where he's from. He was born in Tacoma, got a job up there working for the newspaper in Bremerton, and by the time we got the whole family packed and got up there and met up with him, he worked up there for about a year just getting...
And you sailed up there.
Well, he bought a brand new 1966 33-footer.
Yeah.
And so then life really changed. Then we became a sailing family. We sailed to the San Juan Islands, British Columbia. And when I was 12, we went on a three-week trip through the San Juan Islands. I remember I had the mumps, and I didn't want to go, but I was over it, you know, a few days out.
You got to get the mumps.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get them later. Same with the measles, you know?
Yeah.
Nell's got him a couple years ago as an adult.
What I'm worried about now is the shingles.
He, it was murder on him. He couldn't even walk.
Really?
The blisters were on the bottom of his feet.
That's awful.
Hurt so bad. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
So you want to get these things. In fact, some parents throw parties. When kid gets it, go play with him. Mumps, measles,
really?
And smallpox.
Yeah.
We got to get these things as a kid, because older...
What is it? Chicken pox. If you've had
chicken pox,
then you're predisposed to get shingles in your old age. And both my parents got it. And it's nasty.
Yeah, but you don't want to get chicken pox later.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what nails do.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Smallpox, I think, kills you a lot harder. I think chicken pox is more mild.
Yeah.
Pox, all this stuff. It's all these... got Sharon because of all the Europe wars and stuff. This was devastating on peoples over here. New World peoples.
Yeah.
They had no immunities.
Yeah.
None. Those people, you know, people die off. Of course, the ones that live have the immunities. And they're boning each other, and so the offspring,
yeah.
Same thing with pesticides, with bugs. You can't kill all of them, so the ones that live resist it.
Yeah.
Breed around it and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, when was the first time you sailed alone?
Oh, man. Well, I used to race dinghies for the yacht club that my dad was a member of. So,
you know, first time alone was a race.
Yeah, but not racing going anywhere overnight. Yeah. We had a 10-foot sailing dinghy, real tender. It had a real tall mast, and I capsized that a few times. Yeah, and I remember more than once getting the mast stuck in the mud there in Puget Sound and having to get some assistance. I was fearless back then. That water's freezing.
Okay, first time overnight.
I sailed from Seattle to Victoria, British Columbia, with a buddy. I was totally alone. 23, you know, but that
was a buddy. When was first time alone?
But that buddy didn't know nothing, so that's got a callus. We went across the Straits of Juan de Fuca in fog too, and so that was no GPS back then.
Yeah.
To toot my own horn, it's called dead reckoning, where you just look at the chart, you plot your course, you look at the compass, you follow that, and hope you don't drift.
Roll the dice.
And we hit the nail on the head. Yeah. It's great experience to come out of the fog, and that's notorious waters.
Is there a difference between sailing alone and sailing with a guy who knows nothing?
No. they can do you favors, like grab you a beer or you know, if you're lucky and they learn that with a tiller, with a stick steering like I've got, that you move it left to go right and right to go left.
Yeah.
They can do that. If they can hold it into the wind for you, then you've got
somebody.
You have to hold the boat into the wind to drop the sails and put the sails up. That's the way it works. It's got to be like a flagpole, you know. And so that's the first thing that inexperienced people have to overcome if they want to assist me at all. I got friends like Todd and Tracy, and they go out with me all the time, and they haven't learned anything.
But they rolled over, doubled over and puking. I mean, that's...
I got one buddy that's got...
That's almost like a minus.
Yeah, one buddy...
That's almost a minus, right?
Call him Captain Upchuck, and
he gets sick
every
time.
The other
cats are like, no help, but this is like, you have to help them, so it's actually a detriment.
Yeah.
Every time he pukes, Captain Upchuck.
Captain Upchuck, yeah, he was with me in that big storm I was in back
then. He's not just a yeoman, he's not even first mate, he's a captain of...
Yeah, well, it's just, he's got his own boat, he's got a...
Really? He's still puking?
Yeah, well, he gets real paranoid about the weather, listens to the NOAA broadcast, and when they're, say, anything over 4-foot swells, he doesn't want to think about going out there, so he's a fair-weather sailor, but he's gone to Catalina with me quite a few times, but I think we only made it there once where he didn't get sick going over.
All right. How long? What's the fastest? Catalina. It's like 20 miles, 21 miles.
Yeah, usually if I'm going to Two Harbors, which is a little community, you know, tiny town.
Avalon ain't closer?
No, Two Harbors is closer. It's like from the breakwater, it's like 19 and a half nautical miles, and Avalon's more like 22, I think.
And the fastest?
Well, the quickest to get to is Two Harbors, and I usually give myself 4 hours to get there. In Avalon, I give myself 5. But I've made it back from Avalon in 3.5. That was my record.
Okay.
And I was hitting 9 knots, and that's fast for this.
Yeah.
Big old heavy boat, you know. So
it ain't that big.
It's not big. It's
how many foot?
It's 27.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's heavy for its size.
But heavy, it's strong.
It's 7,000.
Like you're saying, before the oil embargo. So this is strong fiberglass.
Strong fiberglass.
All right,
yeah,
thick. Careful.
I'm hoping that the salad days will come back someday, when I used to wash my sins away in your beautiful rain. So come and join the broken heart.
Pasadena City College instructor, walk yeah. around, go save, save, save.
Especially in those days. Live from Pedro Show. We just heard Wooden Eyes Window Ohm by Christopher Schroeder. He's from Texas. And then You Will Die As You Have Lived by Laurier Tierman. I can't remember. Fuck. It's terrible. Maybe France. Maybe Germany, the name, you know. I don't know. I can't remember. But I do know Broken Heart Brigade was next by Little Eskimos. And Little Eskimos, Scotland. Pretty sure.
Wow.
Pretty sure. About this powerboat versus sailboat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just saying there's a... Sailors like to say it's not the destination, it's the journey. You know, it's the crossing. You know, in my case, going to Catalina, you can miss a lot of details. Granted, there's dock neighbors here that you get over there in 45 minutes, most of them an hour and a half, you know. But they all got to shoot over there early in the morning when it's calm, too, to get those kind of speeds. In the afternoon, it's funny because you see, if you're over there, you see all this rush of powerboaters coming over in the morning, and then, you know, the sailboats come over in the afternoon when the wind's piped up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, I have to tell you, there is a motor in this boat, but it's a little one.
It's an 8-horse.
Yeah. Most guys would use for trolling or something. But, you know, so they call it auxiliary on a sailboat because the main power on these babies...
Yeah,
it's a big sheet.
8-horse Yanmar, a little diesel, mm-hmm. And my mechanic, now I'm pretty much my own mechanic, but they had to rebuild it a couple of years after I had the boat. The exhaust system wasn't plumbed right, and water was backing into the engine and rusted out the cylinder head. But anyway, when I had it in the shop for the overhaul, they called it the little guy, because they work on these big diesels.
Yeah.
This is S&W Diesel. Go S&W. They're great guys in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And, for example, they, like, repowered all of the big forklifts for the harbor. And then I come in here with this little guy. They actually sell these. Granted, it's only 8 horsepower, but buy a new one is like $6,000 for this little tiny diesel. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to pay almost $3,000 to rebuild it. So, but it just thump, thump, thump. Sounds like a steam engine, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I try to use it as little as possible.
Yeah. You know, sure, you're
get
sailing.
Get me out and... Yeah.
Powerboat and point it.
Yeah.
It's just pointing it and turning it up.
Yeah. And burning a lot of fuel.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, and I have to paddle my kayak, and I know about that.
First time I went to...
The sailboats... Maybe a little wake. That's the only problem I got with them.
First time I went to Catalina on a buddy's powerboat, you know, I was with Todd, Russian friend of mine. He's like, we get down to Dana Point, and he's like, okay, I need $70 from each of you guys. I'm like, what for?
Fuel to get there.
Yeah. And it's like, God, we could have taken the express for
half
of that.
About these can boats.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But they're moving a lot of tonnage.
Yeah.
You would not believe the mileage on those babies.
Yeah, well, they make up for it with the
Yeah, because it can move so much in one ride. Yeah. So it's actually more efficient. But
yeah.
Be surprised.
And diesel
the wind keeps giving.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Renewable.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, diesel engines are have longer range. And
they're safer.
Yeah.
You want gasoline on a boat.
I don't know if I believe this or not. They say if you drop a match on a diesel spill or something, it won't light. But it's real. It's viscous. It's almost like oil.
Yeah.
First thing Mike noticed when he climbed aboard here, got down below, was the fumes.
Yeah, this boat's
I'll smell them now. 36 years, 37 years old, and it's saturated in the teak probably. It's not bad.
Yeah, and then I'm sitting about 4 foot from the motor.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind the big boards. Are they insulated?
I did insulate them, yeah.
There's more music now.
All day, all night, I swim so nice. Wish I was a coolie roach, I would be ever so nice. Mm-hmm. Wish I was a coolie roach all day, all night, I would just flip. Wish I was a coolie roach, I'd eat fish food, it'd be real nice. Wish I was a coolie roach, living in a castle house. Wish I was a coolie roach, I'd swim all day and swim all night. Wish I was a coolie roach, I'd laugh at you through all the glass. I wish I was a coolie roach, I'd swim all day and swim all night. A coolie roach, a little coolie roach. Wish I was, I wish I was a coolie roach. Wish I was a coolie roach. If I was a coolie roach, a coolie roach, your little coolie roach. Wish I was a coolie roach all day, all night, I would just swim. Wish I was a coolie roach, so neat and cool that I would be. Wish I was a coolie roach, day and night, that I would swim. I would make friends with the seahorses and dance all night and party day.
went up to my parents' house in the middle of the night. We were getting down and dirty, it was alright. Then she said, bend over, buggy your bitch. And she started to put on this strap-on dick. She fucking boned me. She did, she fucking boned me. She did, she fucking boned me. The fucking bitch. Boom me ass. She broke me, fucking get me out of that side. She broke me, she said bend over, fucking bitch. She broke me, and this is what she said to me. She said, an abuser, you're a loser. The tables have turned, an abuser, you're a loser. She never mattered. Gave it to me, good and proper. She brought me before my ass was hung up to rubber. She brought me, and I'm a straight or I'm a gay. She brought me, what the fuck would my mum say? She says, ain't no user, you're a loser. Labels are turned, ain't no user, you're a loser. She built with my turn.
For Pedro Show, that was Coolie Roach by Foot. And then we heard Econoclast from Plankton. Plankton wrote this song in memory of the Minuteman.
Wow.
Econoclast.
Yeah.
Kind of like Econo line. And then Third Lung by Grim Reefer. And She Bummed Me by 3CR. I think they're from England. bummed me. It's not bummed like sad.
It's happened to me before.
No, it ain't bummed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
More like the yang. Listen to the words.
Okay.
And then Sunday Walk Through the Park by Kai Kiln, which is perfect resolution of something like that. Skipper Jeff, it's been great being on the boat here. You never said her name.
This is the Pride of Cucamonga.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a song behind that.
And what would you suggest to somebody who was thinking about boats?
It's a hole in the water you throw money at. BOAT, break out another thousand. But you got to love it if it's your passion. I love it. I work on it probably more than I.
How would you say people get started?
The ones that fall in love with it, most of it, yeah. Yeah. There's a certain amount of romanticism. Oh, how do you get started?
How would you suggest?
Oh, if you want to get into sailing,
crew with somebody first, or get your own boat right off the spot.
No, crew with somebody. There's some great schools too here at Cali. There's Orange Coast Sailing College. It's part of Orange Coast College down in Newport. There's U.S. Sailing. They start you out on little boats, and move up to keel boats, like this, that's good. Just come down to the dock.
Now I'm wondering, like, you get done with a voyage, like you do a Catalina and back, do you, at the end of the voyage, get on the back of the boat here and holler out to everybody else? Yeah, you can call the stern. And holler to everyone else, sell your own boat.
Start your own van, sail your own boat. I don't know. I see a lot of idiots out on the water. That's kind of dangerous, right? One of the things that you see out there, you see a lot of people, you can buy boats cheap. You go back into Wilmington, you can buy a boat, especially in this economy, for a few hundred dollars, you can get into like a, Cal 20 or something like that. But whether it's seaworthy or not, that's another story. So I see these guys, they'll be out 20, 25 footers, and you can tell they have zero experience, and they're trying to get out the gate, trying to get out of the harbor. And here comes, they've got a container ship coming in and a cruise ship going out, and they don't know how to get the sails down. So, yeah, it's better to start small and work your way up.
Yeah, or crew.
Or crew, yeah. Crew. Yeah.
Right.
Come crew with Skipper Jeff.
We got to thanks for having me aboard here.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. And March 21st, 2010, Walk for Pedro show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.